WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day on the program. And it's going to be a cloudy one, but at least, you know, temperatures will be moderate for this time of year. So I hope that you had a great St. Patrick's Day. Hope that you went down to the butcher shop and got yourself some corned beef and cabbage. Or if you made it at home, that you had plenty of leftovers. Remember, you can, if you saved the water from making your corned beef and cabbage, you can make an easy Irish stew out of that. It's already seasoned. You just got to, you know, chop up your corned beef, your potatoes, your carrots, your onions, whatever else. And then you can just throw it all back into that water, and there you go, Irish stew. You can also, if you want to, thicken it up a little bit with a little slurry, cornstarch and water. One of my favorite things, though, is making hash out of everything that's left over. I even put the carrots in it. You gotta be careful. Not too many carrots, because then the whole hash will taste like carrots. But the corned beef, the potatoes, onions, and a little bit of the carrots makes for a great hash. A little salt and pepper, garlic and onion. But I'll just be eating the actual corned beef and cabbage dinner for the next couple of days. Actually, I didn't really eat all that much of my meal because I picked up the corned beef while I was waiting for the vegetables. So I've got plenty of everything left over. And the cabbage? What can you do with the leftover cabbage? Well, you can put it in that Irish stew, or one of the things I like to do with it is kind of slice it up into like long pieces, long thin pieces, almost like noodles, and then fry it up with a little like sweet and sour sauce. Makes for a great side dish. Or you could do that too and put a little kielbasa with it. Make it the whole meal. Anyway, follow me for more recipes. That's my suggestion there to help you out. So there is a lot that we can talk about today. And the phone lines are open at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails are both available via the WBSM app. A lot of you out there ask me all the time, and I know it's something that gets brought up just because you're trying to prove a point, but people will say to me, can't you name one good thing that Donald Trump has done? And of course, every president, whether you agree with them or disagree with them overall, there's going to be some things that you say, okay, I like that. There might be some things where you say, not my favorite, but I can see where he's coming from with that. But we are now at the 1,400-day mark. 1,400 days left in the Trump presidency. And a campaign promise will be kept today. President Trump announced that there will be 80,000 pages related to the JFK assassination that will be released today. And I can't find any fault with doing that. And as this is something that he talked about on the campaign trail, and actually something he tried to get done in his first term. But there's also the newly discovered 2,400 pages, or 2,400 records, rather, that the FBI just announced that they found last month. They were previously unrecognized as being related to the JFK case. And that phrase has me interested because previously unrecognized as related makes me wonder, did they find something in these files that led them to look at these other files as being connected? And by the way, the executive order that Trump signed regarding the release of assassination files weren't just about John F. Kennedy, also about Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King. Now, there are people who have been supposedly in the know who have said there's nothing in these 80,000 pages of documents that will change the public perception of what happened on November 22nd, 1963. And that means whether you thought that it was Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone or whether you think that there was some kind of conspiracy. That whatever you think, these files aren't going to change your mind one way or the other. I think it's hard to imagine that with 80,000 additional pages, there isn't something that might sway somebody's opinion one way or the other. That's like 80 versions. That's like 80 crossfires. Crossfire, The Plot to Kill Kennedy. That's the very large book that my late great friend Jim Mars wrote about the Kennedy assassination that was the basis of the film JFK. The whole idea that the conspiracy involved, you know, Clay Bertrand / Clay Shaw, David Ferry, the conspiracy that Jim Garrison, the New Orleans district attorney, was investigating. That book is 1,000 pages, I'm, you know, going to guess, here or there. So it's like having 80 crossfires full of information. I should go look. I have crossfire in my office. I should look and see how many pages it is. But there's going to be something in there that's going to help someone decide what they think one way or the other. But will it ultimately solve the case? Probably not. But again, this is just based on what some supposedly in the know people have said. Could be something completely different than what they're expecting. It could be that those newly found 2,400 documents put the whole thing to rest. But I've long felt that this was not Lee Harvey Oswald acting alone. And if it was, that doesn't mean that there wasn't a conspiracy also going on to eliminate the president. So we'll see where it goes. I don't want to go down the JFK assassination rabbit hole. I've done numerous spooky South Coasts on it over the years. We've done them on the RFK assassination. We've done them on the MLK assassination. And that's because I was fortunate enough to take a course at UMass Dartmouth during my time there with the late Dr. Philip Melanson, who was one of the most recognized scholars on political assassinations in America. Wrote a book about the Martin Luther King assassination. And really, that's how I was able to get interviews on Spooky South Coast with people like Jim Mars. Because I would say to him, you know, do you want to come on my radio show in New Bedford? We're on Saturday nights. And, gee, I don't know. I don't really like do shows on the weekends, and you know, I don't really have time to pre-record. And I said, well, you know, you were always one of my favorites, and you know, Phil Melanson talked highly of you. He said, wait a minute, you know Phil Melanson? Yeah, I took a course with him. And that was kind of what opened it up for these folks to want to come on with me. And others as well over the years. So, and taking that course changed the way that I looked at history and changed the way that I looked at information that we're given. I don't know if they still offer that course after Dr. Melanson passed away, but hopefully they do, because I felt like it was one of the most important courses that I ever took and one of the most interesting. That was a class that I looked forward to going to each and every Tuesday and Thursday. 508-996-0500. I don't know if you're expecting there to be anything in those files. I don't know what your thoughts are on it. I think a lot of folks have kind of stepped away from the lone nut theory. But they may not, you know, they might not be able to bring it as far as other people do. Whether it being, you know, multi-levels of this conspiracy, you know, that it could have been Oswald just worked with a couple of Confederates. But I'd be interested in hearing your take. And, you know, maybe we do dive into this. Once these files are released, I can call around to some of my assassination expert contacts and see if somebody wants to come on and break it down a little bit more for us. I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in a few moments. Back in 508-996-0500, and we will also take app chat messages or open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you've never left an open line voicemail, super easy. You just open up the app, you hit the record audio video button or the open line button, either one, they do the same thing, and then you just record what you want to say and send it over, and then I can preview it and put it on the air. And you can send that to me anytime. You don't have to wait until the show is on. You can send it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon if that's when the thought hits you. Same thing with an app chat message as well. And then I'll just see it when I come in here. Actually, the open line voicemails, I get an email letting me know there's one there so I can hear it anytime. Because, you know, we've all got different schedules. We've all got different times that we can get out there and do what we got to do. And if you've got a schedule that, you know, you need some flexibility, or you need to have something where it's like, hey, I know I've got to be at these places at these times, you could be working for Tremblay Bus Company, because they have the flexibility of letting you work around another schedule. So if you're a second shift worker, if you're an overnight worker, but then you still want to just pick up some extra money, you could be driving a bus or a van or working as a monitor, or maybe you have to work around your kid's school schedule. Well, that would be perfect, right? Because you're going to be working the same time they're going to school. And you know the kids are definitely going to get on the bus every day when you're the one driving it. So find out more by going to tbcbus.com, TBC for Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com. And you can find out more about how you can go to work for Tremblay Bus Company, even if you don't have your commercial license. They're going to make sure that you get it. They're going to help you get it. So again, tbcbus.com to find out more. All right, it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
President Trump plans on releasing the JFK files today, contention over congestion pricing, and what's your favorite way to listen to music?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The White House says, quote, absolutely not, in response to a French politician suggesting the U.S. return the Statue of Liberty. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt took shots at Raphael Glucksmann, a member of France's parliament, during a briefing. She called him a, quote, low-level politician and said, France should be very grateful to the United States. Glucksmann made the comment at a convention of protest of federal firings of scientific researchers and Americans siding with, quote, tyrants. President Trump says the files related to the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy will be released today. Speaking while touring the Kennedy Center, Trump said around 80,000 pages will be released.
I've instructed my people that are responsible, lots of different people, put together by Tulsi Gabbard.
The president said a lot of Americans have been asking for this for a long time. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is postponing his book tour after backlash within his own party. Lisa Taylor has the details.
A spokesperson for his tour said it would be rescheduled over security concerns. Schumer was scheduled to visit Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York City to promote his new book, Antisemitism in America, A Warning. I'm Lisa Taylor.
New York's congestion pricing battle, putting President Trump against Governor Kathy Hochul, is far from over. Trump's transportation department has ordered the governor to turn off the tolling gantries by Friday.
As I repeated in the Oval Office on Friday, the cameras are not going off. It is working. It was a state decision. We had the proper federal approvals for this.
Trump had vowed to eliminate congestion pricing on day one of taking office. Friday will be day 57. An appeals court is denying President Trump's attempt to refire federal workers who were reinstated, Brian Shook reports.
A judge had ordered the White House to reinstate fired probationary employees at six federal agencies, and this decision will support that ruling despite the Trump administration's request to freeze it. I'm Brian Shook.
Wholesale egg prices are coming down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is reporting the national average wholesale price of a dozen eggs dropped $2.70 last week, landing at $4.15. That marks 3 weeks of declining prices, according to the USDA. Another hot beverage payout. Some may remember in 1992, a woman in Texas spilled a cup of McDonald's coffee in her lap and suffered third-degree burns. She was awarded nearly $3 million. And now Starbucks has been ordered to pay up in another hot beverage incident.
This latest hot beverage scalding happened in Los Angeles at a Starbucks. A delivery driver says he was scalded and suffered permanent disfigurement to his lap area when a tray of hot teas he bought at the drive-thru collapsed in his lap. Michael Garcia sued, saying he suffered permanent catastrophic harm. His attorney says store surveillance showed the employee failed to properly secure the drink in the cardboard carrier. It then fell directly into Garcia's lap. An L.A. jury awarded him $50 million. Starbucks says they're going to appeal. I'm Bree Tennis.
Most Americans think that streaming is the best way to listen to music. A new survey found that most Americans believe streaming music is superior than all other forms of music combined. The poll of 2,000 U.S. adults found 38% say streaming services like Apple Music and Spotify are their favorite, where 13% believe CDs are best, followed by 12% into vinyl, and still 1% enjoy the old cassette. Flip me over to side B.
WBSM Sports.
The Sabres beat the Bees in overtime last night, 3-2. Celtics host the Brooklyn Nets tonight at 7:30. March Madness also begins this week. Sports betting and media brand Action Network predicts the NCAA tournament could cause the U.S. economy to see roughly $20 billion in lost productivity, from simply being distracted while on the clock to 40% of survey respondents admitting to calling in sick to watch a game.
Now your ABC6 South Coast forecast.
Clouds today, 52. Partly cloudy tonight, 37. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 57. Clouds and showers on Thursday and Friday, 50 both days. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
A change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Very interesting report there from Mike Roberts. That 38% of adults in the United States believe streaming services like Apple Music and Spotify are superior to physical counterparts, where 13% believe CDs are supreme, 12% are vinyl purists, and 1% think nothing comes close to the quality in cassettes. Cassettes are not the best quality, but I get it. They have a lot of nostalgia feel for people. So I listen to music in a variety. I don't listen to cassettes. I thought about getting a Walkman, and I was like, what am I going to get a Walkman for? Like, just for the novelty of it. I thought about getting a boombox. So what am I going to do with that? But I started looking on eBay for you know, the one that I wanted when I was a kid, with the lights that would go around it and the speakers that could, like, detach. And, oh, they used to have some really badass ones back in the day. I mean, I had a pretty good one, but there were some awesome. The only thing that I didn't like about mine was that it wasn't dual cassette. So I had a nice big silver thing, was loud. It had the equalizer on it. Like, it was really cool. But it didn't have dual cassette. So when I wanted to record from something else, I had to put two radios against each other and then yell at my brother when he was in the room to be quiet. Or else you'd hear him talking in the background of, Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet. Eventually I got a dual cassette, and then my life changed, because I was like, oh, I could just record anything I want. But to me, you know, I probably stream music more than anything these days. I'll just be sitting at my desk and want to listen to some music, and I use Amazon Music. I have a subscription to that. I get it in the Ultra HD. Sounds amazing in my headphones, so I'll just sit and listen to that. Or if I'm taking a walk or something, I'll open up that app. I don't like Spotify. All the other ones kind of annoy me with the ads and all that stuff. So I stick to Amazon Music. Or I'll look up music on YouTube. Especially if somebody's uploaded it in, like, lossless format, or
Dolby Atmos. I have CDs, but I don't really listen to CDs, except for if I'm in the car, because my car has a CD player. And I have one CD that I listen to in the car. It's U2's Achtung Baby. It's always in my CD player. I mean, it's not stuck. I could take it out, but I always have it in there. So every once in a while, I'll just put that on. But for the most part, I'm usually streaming music. But I did start getting back into vinyl and listening to that at home in my living room or my home office. I have the speaker set up over by my desk, and, you know, on a Sunday morning when I'm doing some work, I'll put on, you know, I'll listen to a couple different records. But what I found too is I don't really necessarily like new records, which they do a great job of remastering these albums to sound great on vinyl, but, you know, I'm trying to get the older original stuff. But every once in a while I do buy something new. But there's also certain things where I say, I don't necessarily want to listen to that on vinyl. You know, that's a CD album. That's, you need to hear all the intricacies of it. I don't know if it'll sound as good on vinyl. But that 12% of vinyl purists, that number is going to rise. Because the younger generation is super into vinyl. My niece is super into vinyl. She's preteen. She loves it. And maybe CDs stick around for a little while longer just because people still want to have physical media. But yeah, I'm not surprised that streaming has overcome everything else because of the instant availability of everything. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, but now I'm getting some good ideas, you know, because I listen to BSM. I listen to the news. And I think the only way that I'm ever going to get $50 million is if I get burnt by some hot coffee in the drive-thru. And I did once, you know, maybe not as bad as that guy that just got burnt, $50 million. But yeah, it went through my pants on my inner right thigh, and it was awful. And not enough to make me even go to the hospital, but that hurts, you know. And yeah, he's going to get $50 million, and now they're going to fight it. So what do you think about that? Should he get the $50 million?
I think, you know, the same thing I thought with the McDonald's case years ago. Coffee is hot, and you should just assume that it's hot and assume that it's going to burn you. I mean, it's different if they gave you something that was faulty. You know, like if they gave you a cup that, you know, they handed you the cup, and as soon as you got the cup, the bottom of it exploded and the coffee all poured on your lap. Yeah, that's their fault. But just, you know, burning yourself with coffee, you know, is your own fault.
Well, no, I don't believe that, because I say, yeah, I'm expecting some hot coffee, not some boiling hot coffee. Come on now, that they hurt you. You know, you got hurt. You deserve some money. You deserve some millions of dollars. They sue for less things than that, I hear. Crazy things. You can look it up.
That is true.
I read a lot of stuff. Now, before all my time is gone, the giant pandas. Remember that issue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the San Diego Zoo. And I read all the articles that came out at that same time, and they said they were visiting the San Diego Zoo and that they were going to be returned. Well, guess what? They're still there. They arrived at the San Diego Zoo in June last year, and now they're in a newly expanded Panda Ridge exhibit, and they are acclimating their new home. Now, I read that. Now, I'm not going to look up acclimating, so could you tell me what that is?
Like getting used to.
Just getting used to it?
Yeah, like when you acclimate to your surroundings, you're used to it, and, you know, you're settled in.
But you see, they were ripped out. I'm going to say the same thing over and over and over. They were taken away from their natural place of birth. All the other pandas are there. They probably left behind a large family, too. I'm still upset by that. I don't think there should be any zoos. And the Buttonwood Zoo should be the first to go. Lock it up, chop it down, get rid of it. Do something else with all that nice area land over there. A beautiful place, a nice area. haven't been there in a long time, but I mean, I would like to see those giant pandas at the San Diego Zoo, and I can't go all that way. You know, I mean, just bring them back to where they came from.
Well, then you'd really have to go far to see them.
I probably will not ever see them. I see most of the animals that I want to see right on the internet. There's pictures everywhere, and I'm trying to pronounce the name. One is Yunchuan, 5 years old, the male, and the other one is a 4 year old female, and her name is Xin. Is that Zin?
Probably Shin.
Shin Bao. Well, I could have thought of better names than that, but since they came from China, I'm sure they're going to have names that sound like that.
Well, yeah, that's...
So
that's,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know how good the weather will be today.
I can tell you, I saw the giant pandas at the National Zoo in D.C., you know, back in the 90s. And, I mean, I thought it was cool, but, you know, to me, it was like, okay, pandas. I didn't really change my world at all to see them, but some people make a trek to go there to see them. They wait their whole lives to see them.
Not something you see every day, that's for sure.
That's true.
Then when you get my age, if you don't see them pretty soon, you're not gonna.
I also grew up in the time of Child World and Peter Panda, so, you know.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing.
Yeah, but I was probably like wondering where the toys were. Like, hey, how can you have pandas and not toys?
And I heard you talking about the corned beef cabbage, whatever it is. Yeah, and you're going to have it for a couple of days, huh?
Oh, probably for the whole week.
Anywhere near you.
Yes, definitely do not be downwind of me for this week.
No. I'm not eating that gassy stuff. It's not good for you at all. It's actually toxic, you know. Don't even start it with the food now. But, yeah, they're making changes. And nobody would get burnt by the coffee if they just didn't drink any. I'm cutting so far down now, but I still enjoy it once in a while.
Well, I'll tell you what,
did get burnt that day.
Well, and if your goal is to try to get rich by getting burnt by coffee, don't go to Dunkin' because it's never hot enough to burn anybody.
No, I wouldn't. Dunkin' Donuts, you said?
It's never hot.
I wouldn't give those pirates a dime. That's ridiculous. And Starbucks, too. And it tastes like mud. My daughter bought me the first cup and it was the last cup. She said, come on, I'm going to take you there. I said, no, I don't want to go there. She goes, no, come on. I said, I heard a lot about it. I don't want to try it. She goes, Ma, I'm buying you the first cup. So she bought me the first cup, and it was as nasty. It was nasty. Now, do you go there?
And this portion of WBSM brought to you by Starbucks. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean,
I'm kidding. No, I've gone there. I don't really get too excited about having a coffee out. It's like one of those things where I have it if I, you know, need to save time or something. I actually had a Starbucks coffee over the weekend. But generally, I still got like $40 on a gift card that I got years ago sitting in my account. So I was like, well, I'll go over there. But generally, I make most of my coffee either at home or here.
Yeah, me too. I don't get it out as much, but I still do. I don't mind Cumbies. Because while I'm there, I'll get a ticket and... So now the Powerball's almost $500,000. It's almost right up there. And now next month, I think it is, April, that the Mega Millions tickets are going up to the $5. I don't understand why they're not doing that to the Powerball. Why is it just the Mega Millions? The Mega Millions has always been my game because I've always noticed that their jackpots are far higher than Powerball. It takes a while for the Powerball to go up.
Yeah, it's two different games, like two different organizations that run them, right?
I don't know. I just look on the lottery. I go into their website. I have it in my saves. I click on it. It tells me the numbers that come out. It tells me what the jackpot is.
Yeah, I think it's two different entities. One runs Mega Millions. One runs Powerball.
Well, it's on the same website. It's Mass Lottery. It's just the Massachusetts Lottery.
Right, but the Mass Lottery is part of the national game of Mega Millions and Powerball. So somebody else runs those.
Massachusetts is almost up to half a million
like
for
a provider.
Powerball, so.
Well, there you go. Win that, then you don't have to get burned by coffee.
No, but I'm going to get what I want, too. You know what it is.
I did. I sent
the first thing I look for, even for a new home, I'll be looking for that first.
I sent you something on Facebook the other day. I sent you a video of something that you would want to buy.
And I have to go, what? How come I didn't see that?
I don't know. You saw it was me and you ignored the message.
I'm going to have to go look, and if I don't see it, you're just going to have to resend.
I'd have to refind it, but...
Well, can't you go into... Oh, you have to refind it. Well, I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but I'd still like to see it.
Well, I'll make sure. I'll take a look during this break and see if I can resend it if...
Gee, I don't know. Maybe I did see it, and I just don't... Hey, I could be getting... You know, I'm getting old here. I could have seen it and not know, but I think I'm sure I would have commented on it. I wouldn't have not, you know, said nothing. I would have said something. But we'll see what happens.
Maybe it didn't send. I'm looking at it. I don't see it having sent. All right, I'll have to see if I can find it again.
Oh, imagine that. And here I am thinking I'm the senile one.
All right, well, you try to have a good day and don't burn yourself with any coffee.
Okay. You too.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, we are going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. Boston's own Bobby Brown. 508-996-0500. I don't know if you are familiar with the work of Tracy Morgan, the actor and comedian who was on 30 Rock and SNL and appeared last week on Everybody's Live with John Mulaney on Netflix, which is a really fun show. But apparently he was sitting courtside at the Knicks game. It was Monday night's matchup between the Knicks and the Miami Heat at Madison Square Garden. And in the third quarter, they actually had to stop play because Tracy Morgan vomited on the court. And then they had to push him out of the arena in a wheelchair while he was holding a towel over his face. Now, he's had some health issues in the past. He was in a near-fatal car accident in 2014. That left him in a coma for 2 weeks and has also battled diabetes and underwent a kidney transplant in 2010. But hopefully that, you know, isn't anything too serious. But having been courtside at games, you are very, very close to the action. So that could have turned into a bigger disaster because, you know, a lot of people, once they see it or smell it, they got to do it themselves. So hope everything's okay with Tracy Morgan, who's got a new show coming out. We're going to take one final break here, and we'll be back to wrap up this hour. All right, we're going to be going into the newsroom. When we come back on the other side, more with you, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails, both open on the WBSM app. And one of the things that we're going to be talking